praise the Lamb of God. Amen. Prepare your ark is what I would title the sermon. I'll be in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7. Prepare your ark. It says there in verse 7, it says, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Amen. God warned Noah, amen, that judgment was coming upon the world. Amen. That God was going to send a flood, amen, and destroy mankind. Amen. God looked down upon man and he saw that the imagination of their hearts was continually upon evil. It was upon sin. And you know, I'm sure there was religious people in Noah's day. It's in men to be religious. But amen, they were religious and lost. And God looked down and he said, I'm going to judge man. Amen. He said, I'm going to give them 120 years and then I'm going to pour a flood out upon them. Amen. And God looked down and he saw a man named Noah. And the Bible says that Noah found grace in the eyes of God. God looked and he saw Noah as righteous. And God told Noah, Noah, you build an ark because I'm going to destroy the earth. Amen. And when Noah heard God's voice, amen, he began to move, the Bible says, with fear. And he immediately, he didn't waste time. He didn't think about it. He began immediately to build an ark, praise God, because he believed, he had faith in the Word of God that what God said was going to happen, praise God. I thought faith will cause you to move quickly, praise God. I mean, you don't have to sit and ponder. When you know the voice of God and you believe the Word of God, it will cause you to step out and cause you to do if you got faith. And this man was faithful and he was filled with faith. And he began to build the ark. Now, he didn't sit down and try to do it his own way. He didn't sit down and try to draw him a boat. Amen. God drawed the boat. God gave him the design for the ark, praise God. Now, think about that. God gave him the exact pattern to follow. God told him what to use and how to use it, how big it was supposed to be, how many stories, where the window was supposed to be, where the door was supposed to be. God gave him the pattern. Amen. Noah immediately began to follow the pattern that God gave him. He became obedient to the vision. He became obedient to the Word of God. You see, faith. Faith causes you to move immediately. And faith causes you to be obedient to the Word of God. Too many people is trying to build an ark after their own pattern. Too many people are trying to build them a religion, a salvation after our own work, after our own minds, instead of going by the pattern that God has already given man. Amen. Right here is the blueprint. Amen. For your ark. If you don't want to follow this book, sure as the world, you're going to be sunk. Amen. Sure as I'm standing here, you're going to sink. Amen. This is the blueprint that God has given me and you to follow if we want an ark that's going to stand when the storm comes. Amen. It's the Word of God. And Noah got in a hurry. He began to obey God's pattern and what God told him to do. Why? Because he wanted not just himself to be saved, but he wanted his household to be saved. Amen. He wanted his boys to go to heaven. Amen. He wanted them to be saved from the wrath to come. He wanted his wife to be saved. He wanted his children's wives to be saved. He wanted grandchildren in the future, praise God. He wanted his household to be saved. That should be our desire. I want to be saved. I want my kids saved. I want my brothers and sisters saved. I want my neighbors saved. Amen. If you build the right ark, praise God. If you build it right, praise God. The Bible says if you'll believe, you and your household will be saved. That's the promise of God. Amen. He moved with fear. Faith will give you emotions. Did you know that? Faith will give you a stirring in your emotions. Amen. When faith sets in a person, they begin to believe. I know what happened to me. I began to fear hell. I was afraid. Amen. When I was faithless and didn't believe, I wasn't afraid of anything. But when I began to believe, I got a fear of going to hell and going to judgment day and facing God. Amen. Faith began steering me. Amen. Faith, praise God, made me seek God. Faith, praise God, amen, could let me see Jesus Christ and cause me to love. You know, there is emotion in faith. It steers your emotion. When you really believe this, amen, we'll have a burden for people. If we really believe that they're going to die and go to hell, if they don't get a hold of Jesus Christ, they will be a burden. Praise God. Amen? Amen. But he had emotion. He got in a hurry. Let me tell you something that God's taught me and I've experienced myself. Obedience delayed is the same thing as disobedience. God says, do this. You say, I'll wait. That's disobedience. If you tell your child, go do this, that's not right now. They're disobeying you. Amen? Obedience delayed is disobedience. Same thing, it's rebellion. You're not being respectful and honorable to God. There's unbelief in your heart. Because if you really believe that God is who He said He is, and you really believe His Word, you would jump and do what He says to do when He tells you to do it. You wouldn't delay the obedience, praise God. Prompt obedience is a fruit of true faith. Being prompt, God, you said it, I'll do it, praise God. That was Noah's example, praise God. And he built his ark and saw his family saved. Amen. He's our grandfather way, way back. Amen. The Bible says that this man Noah, if you look in 2 Peter, it talks about him. 2 Peter, read with me, chapter 2. And we'll read verse 5. 2 Peter 2 and 5. Speaking of God, says, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. Do you know what Noah was? He was a preacher of righteousness. Amen. The Bible don't say how he prophesied, but the Noah's actions, amen, condemned the world. And we read that in Hebrews 11. Amen. By the which he condemned the world, and he was a preacher of righteousness. His faith and his obedience, amen, compared to the world's unbelief and disobedience, amen, it was condemnation upon them. Do you see? Amen. By your example, you will either convert people or you will help, praise God, condemn people. Amen. You set a godly example. That's the work of the gospel. The gospel is either going to save people or it's going to condemn people in the end. Amen. They're either going to respond to it and be saved, or on judgment day, God will say, you heard the gospel, you rejected the gospel, you're condemned. You see? You're a savior of life to them that believe, and death to them that reject it. Amen. But your life should be doing something. Your life should be, amen, trying to get people saved or condemning them, praise God, for their ungodly deeds. Amen. Your life should be an example in this world. Every nail that man hammered, I believe he built that ark for over 100 years. Every nail he drove in, praise God, was a sermon that that man preached. You know what he was saying to the world? Judgment day is coming, and I'm prepared for judgment day. Judgment day is coming, and I'm being prepared. I'm preparing my ark for the coming judgment. The wrath of God is coming, and I'm preparing for it. I'm getting ready for it, praise God. Every hammer, I mean every beat, every bang was a sermon. Hey man, I'm preparing for judgment day. Praise God. Every nail he drove was a sermon. And people was listening. People heard the beating over and over in the building, praise God. And it was a sermon to them. Get ready. The flood's coming. How many nails have you drove today? I mean, how many nails have you drove today? When the world looks at you and says, they're getting ready for something. Amen. They're different for a reason. They're being prepared for something. Amen. The world should see, even if they call you crazy. Amen. They should see that you are being prepared for a day that is coming soon. Amen. If we're just like the world, praise God. Amen. Something's wrong with us. Amen. Something is wrong with us. Our lives should be like that nail. Amen. I was being hit by Noah. Amen. I'm getting ready. I know the Lord's coming back. I know wrath is coming upon this wicked land. I want to be in the grace of God. Amen. I'm preparing a heart for the saving of myself and my family. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen. I thought in Genesis chapter 7. Genesis chapter 7. Amen. You know, it says there, verse 1, and the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Amen. Get on in the ark, Noah. Amen. I've seen you righteous in this generation. Praise God. You know, when people ask you, let's go to the movies tonight. You say, no, I don't do that. Amen. That's a nail being drove into the ark. Now, I don't do that. Why not? Because there's a judgment coming against that wickedness. Let's listen to this music right here. I don't do that. Amen. It's not fitting for my God. Amen. I'm preparing, amen, my ark. Amen. I want it clean. I want it right. Praise God, because judgment is coming. Amen. When you don't run with the world, amen, it's a sounding out, praise God, to them. There's a judgment coming. I don't want to be tangled up in your sin when that judgment comes. And I don't want to dress like the world. Amen. They can change all the fashion in the world. It ain't going to affect me a bit. Amen. Because I'm preparing for a judgment day. I'm not preparing for a dance hall. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, every time you abstain from wickedness, amen, to live godly, you're telling the world, I'm preparing my heart. Amen. For a judgment that's coming upon this world. And God looked down and he saw Noah. And this is what God says. He says, Noah, I've seen you righteous before me. I've seen, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Amen. Now how did he get righteous? Same way we did. Amen. If we're saved. He found grace in the eyes of God. It's grace. And the Bible says he became the heir of righteousness by faith. Grace through faith is how he got righteous. Amen. Not by works of the law. But praise God, by faith in God, he received the gift of God, which is righteousness, but yet it was true righteousness. It's not just a cloak for a sinner. It's not a cloak so you can be unrighteous and pretend that God sees you as righteous. Amen? Noah wasn't doing what the world was doing. He was preparing our heart, praise God. It's a true righteousness that God gives people. Amen. He changes the hearts of men and causes them to keep his commandments and to walk in his ways. Amen. God gave them true righteousness through faith. Praise the Lamb of God. And God looked down and says, you're righteous, Noah. Amen. You get on in the ark, praise God. God takes notice and is pleased when somebody's righteous before him. The world may hate you and despise you. Your neighbor might not care anything for you. But if you're righteous before God, God takes notice and is pleased. God looked down at a world that was hell-bent against him. And he seen one man that was righteous. And he said, I seen you, Noah. I see you, Noah. And my Job was a righteous man, the Bible says. And God says, have you considered my servant Job? There ain't nobody else on earth like him. I mean, if God knows when the sparrow falls, when he knows when the hair of your head falls, I mean, he knows every single grain of wheat on the earth. Surely he knows those that are his. He knows those that live righteous, praise God. Amen. Those that live unrighteous, he knows not. Not personally. Amen. Not savingly. He says, I know you not, you worker of iniquity. And that's something he could look down at the whole earth. Amen. All but Noah and his family and say, I know you not, you workers of iniquity. Depart from me. You're cursed into the flood. But he looked at Noah and said, I've seen you, Noah, that you're righteous before me. Praise God. God takes notice of righteous people. And God witnesses of their righteousness. He witnessed there right in the Bible, Noah's righteous. Amen. Nobody else in this generation is like Noah. He looked at Job and there's no other man on earth like Job. He witnessed about Daniel. Amen. Righteous man. Praise God. He witnessed about Moses. No other meeker man on earth than old Moses. Praise God. He'll witness, amen, to his righteous children. Amen. Righteousness still counts in this world in the eyes of God. The world might say wrong and right don't matter anymore. God says it does. Amen. The world might say living right, it doesn't matter. God says it matters everything. It's everything, praise God. And you will be rewarded according to your righteousness. Did you know that? Those that keep themselves pure in a world that is totally wicked, God will keep safe when calamity comes. I remember when Katrina came in and wiped out New Orleans, caused that flood. Had an 80-some-year-old woman. She was sitting on the sidewalk in a wheelchair. And she was a Christian woman. And she went through all that hurricane and all that flood, and they interviewed her on CNN. If I remember right, ABC, CNN, one of the major news networks. And she said, "My God has judged this wicked city, but it keeps his own." Only thing wrong with that old woman, she had a dirty diaper on. Amen? Just that's all. God kept her because he saw her as righteous. Amen. God will keep the righteous through the calamities that he brings. Praise God. Those who don't partake in the sins of others won't partake in their plagues when they come. Did you know that? You know, you don't have to worry about AIDS if you don't commit fornication, be a homosexual, and don't shoot up. If you partake in them sins, you get their plagues. Do you understand? And there's greater plagues than AIDS coming to this world. If you don't partake in their sins, you won't get their plagues. It's a promise, the Bible says. Those that's holy in this life are safer in this world than anybody else because God has his unchanging hand upon them. Ain't that something? I thought about Brother Shane when he had his accident at work. Amen? If he was a sinner, man, he'd be a dead man today. I believe it in my heart. If he wasn't right with God, amen, if God, amen, hadn't called him, he'd be a dead man. Praise God, but thank God that he's able to get a prayer through him and little Greg. Now think about this, how blessed it is for righteousness. Noah's daughters, they probably could have married a more richer man than they married, men than they married, with more land or whatever, but they chose to marry Noah's boys. They married into righteousness. And they survived. The flood didn't touch them. They would have married into a different family, an ungodly family, because that's all that was left in the world was ungodly people. They would have been destroyed with the flood, them and their children. Ain't that something? How many women have destroyed themselves and their families by marrying ungodly men? I don't understand it at all. I mean, I don't understand how a Christian woman can see anything in an ungodly man, would have anything to do with him. The Christian woman says, "I love Jesus, I love righteousness, I'm following him." The ungodly man, he might not say it, but in his heart he says, "I love the devil, I love sin, I love the world. I'm going this way, you're going that way. What do you see between us?" Nothing. Something's wrong. That godly woman that's saying she's godly, she is really ungodly in her heart. She's been deceived by Satan, or she wouldn't go after the ungodly man. The Bible says, "Be unequally yoked together." Don't be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. There's no fellowship with light and darkness. I mean, how are people being deceived on this? This is just as plain as the nose on our faces. If somebody, if you love somebody with all your heart, and this person over here hates them with all their heart, why would you want to run with that person? Somebody that speaks evil, the person you love, goes against everything they believe and stand for. Why would you have anything to do with that? Happen all the way around you. Amen. The sons of God are seeing the children of men and taking them wives, and the wives or the daughters of God are taking them husbands of the children of men. They're mixing and they're blending. It's destroying children. I mean, you take your children, you mix them up with an ungodly man, the ungodly man is going to set an ungodly example in that house, and that kid more than likely is going to be ungodly and go straight to hell. Amen. You can praise God, say, well, I take them to church on Sunday. That's not what God expects of you. Amen. That's just a small percentage. Amen. God wants you, amen, your house to be a temple. You're supposed to be a priest or a priestess in the house of God. Amen. Your husband and your wife, you're supposed to work together to raise children in a godly manner. Praise God. It's a 24/7 experience, amen, to train up a child. Brother Shane used the example, he said that in Australia. Amen. When a child's little, they begin to feed them vegetables. You know, people don't like vegetables. But they tell the child, you're going to eat it and you will like it. And they develop a taste for them vegetables as life goes on. And they like it when they get grown. America, they don't do the, oh, honey, you don't like it, you don't have to eat it. I'm not going to train you to do what's right. It's different, you see. They have a taste for ungodliness instead of righteousness. Remember, we're to train them up in the way they should go, praise God. Noah's daughters were wise in marrying Noah's children. Amen. In marrying his sons that were godly. Praise God. Now notice what God said there. And the Lord said unto Noah, this Genesis 7 verse 1, it says, come thou and thy house into the ark. God says, come on into the ark. That means God was in the ark. Did you see that? He didn't say, go into the ark, Noah. He said, come on into the ark. Come. Amen. God was telling Noah, I'm right here with you. You just come on to me. Praise God. I mean, God's presence was waiting for Noah in the ark. That's how you know you're building your ark right. Because God's presence is there. Praise God. Amen. You don't go by nothing else. Is God's presence there? Have you built it according to His blueprint? And if you have with faith, amen, God's presence will be there. Amen? When you prepare your ark, amen, you got to expect the Lord to accompany you into it. If He's not there, you better get out. It's going to sink. You better run. It's going to sink and you'll drown. It'll be like the Titanic. God says, come into my ark. Come on. Praise God. Our greatest desire is to have God's presence with us. Not just a make-believe presence where we hope God's with us. But where we know God is with us. Noah knew God was with him. Amen. Noah knew God was in that ark. Come on, Noah, get in with me. Bring your kids. Praise God, we should know. Amen, that the presence of God is in our ark. Amen, that we, praise God, have set our confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we have secured our salvation in Jesus Christ. Not hoping we're saved, not guessing that we're saved, but we've laid hold upon eternal life, laid hold upon Jesus Christ, and know, amen, that I have an interest in Him, that He has saved me, that His presence is in me, that I'm building upon the rock and not upon the sand, that I'm going by the Bible's blueprint, and I'm doing it right. I'm listening to God's voice. Praise God. I thought, amen, if Noah would have got on that ark with sin, try to bring in some sin of the world, how God's presence wouldn't have been on that ark. Remember Achan? When the children of Israel was going to fight a little bitty town called Ai. Achan had took a Babylonian garment and some gold when he was told not to. And God's presence was removed from Israel. And they went to fight Ai and they lost the battle. And Joshua got on his face and began to pray. God says, raise up, there's sin in the camp. If Noah would have tried to bring sin into the ark, God's presence wouldn't have been in that ark. Amen. God wouldn't have said, Noah, you're a righteous man. Even though you're playing with that sin in my ark, we wouldn't be here today. God's not in your ark. You're playing in sin with sin in your ark. Amen? Amen. The Bible says if you have this hope, you will purify yourself even as He is pure. The Bible says let's cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord. There's filthiness of the flesh and there's filthiness of the spirit. You see, there's two different filthiness. A man that's committing adultery, that's flesh. That's fleshly filthiness. The drunkard, that's fleshly filthiness. The man that's doing witchcraft, that's spiritual filthiness. Playing with vampires and witches and all these things that God hates and despises, that's spiritual wickedness. A man that lets lust, or greed, things into his spirit that God has condemned. That's spiritual filthiness. And God says, I want you to cleanse yourself from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord. Amen. Perfect that holiness. Bring it to completion in the fear of the Lord. That's something that the church world ain't got anymore, is the fear of a holy God. But Noah had it. Noah had it. He moved with fear. He got in a hurry. When God says, Noah, I'm burning it, or I'm destroying it with fire or with water, he's telling me and you, get in a hurry. Get your ark ready, because it's going to be fire this time. Amen. It's going to be fire this time. Get your house in order. Get your ark ready, and get your people in. Amen. That's the call of God. The wrath of God is coming. And if we're in the ark, and if our ark's right, we're all right. If we're rooted and grounded in that man Jesus Christ, we're all right. Anything else is not going to stand the test, praise God, when it comes. It's coming. It's coming. There's people right now preparing their ark. Amen. They're protecting their children. Amen. Keeping the sin out, praise God, the best they can. Amen. And they'll stand when the test comes. Amen. Other people, they're going right on. Not taking heed, not worried about anything, playing in the world. And that door's going to be shut one day. And it'll be too late then. You won't prepare our ark when the fire starts to fall. Praise God. Amen. I'm going to give everybody a chance to pray. Close the sermon. Anybody wants to sing, they're welcome to.